items. Do we have a motion to approve Estill High School's 26-27 calendar?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. EHS Trust Lands 25-26 amendment for this school year. Do we have a motion to approve that?
I'll make the motion to approve the amendment.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, DHS Spring Sports Schedule. Do we have a motion to approve that?
Can we just, let's just approve all the calendar. Can we make a motion to do that?
Yeah.
Both
of them.
I'll make a motion to approve both Millard High Spring and Delta High Spring calendars.
And I'll amend it to add the 150 mile things too. Yeah, are you good with
all
that?
All those in favor?
For both schools?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, review and acceptance of Millard School District's audit financial statement ending June 30th, 2025. Do you have a motion to approve that?
Well, actually,
did Corey want it?
I want Corey to go through all 69
pages. Oh, that's right, excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was going to talk about it a little bit.
Line.
Can we have anybody still awake?
Can we have a 69 page? I have another monster in the room.
Hey, did you bring one over here?
Yes.
You got one.
Give us a brief rundown.
Yeah.
Okay, which is pretty much what I've got posted there. We talked about it in work session. Overall, I think we're heading in a good direction. Our net position increased by about $7 million. We increased to our general fund balance. We increased our fund balance by about $500,000. Our percentage of yearly operating expense, our general fund balance as a percentage of yearly operating expense increased to 15.2%. And there are no audit findings, so.
It's always a great sign.
I think we're doing pretty good.
Okay.
I make the motion that we accept the audit for the period ending June 30th, 2025.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Do we want to go ahead and do the MHS FBLA building fee waiver request for Vocal Point Concert on March 7th, 2026?
And I talked to Derek out there, and he said that he was working with the FBLA advisor, and they worked on it a little bit today, but of course a lot of kids are gone and everything else, so I would suspect, and I guess...
How upcoming is it?
March 7th.
So it's before
they just wanted
next
to
meeting.
Make sure that it was good. I mean, and I guess, is there just a general consensus that something like that would likely be approved?
I mean, I would assume. Are they doing it for a fundraiser? What's the
yes.
premise? Okay, yeah, I mean.
And so, I mean, I guess they just want to make sure that they can secure the building is what they're...
Without paying the cost.
Yeah. Well, and they would need board approval, so we might as well, if it's something everyone's comfortable with.
Just approve it.
Well, I mean, I think we can approve it next month. I don't think that's the issue. I think they just want to get out.
Okay, yeah.
Advertisement.
Yeah, move forward, getting it to
them. Let's just approve it.
I think we should approve it.
I just make the motion that we approve the fee waiver for the FBLA concert March 7th.
At
Millard High School Auditorium.
Yep.
You have a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
If Hogan, does their job, we could even have a parking lot. They can come in the door.
Oh my gosh.
That would be.
Well, let's not get too carried away. All right.
You must be kidding.
Has everyone had an opportunity to look over the newsletters? What's
so
going
cute.
On?
I appreciate that Matt Bassett puts his stuff in the paper.
I do
even
too.
Though
I know.
And I actually really appreciate all the schools' social media.
Don't worry.
That's where I see a lot of it. Let's see. Then we have a thank you from Blaine Burston for attending, for the opportunity to attend the National Athletic Director Conference in Tampa, Florida. I don't know if you guys had a chance to look over that. And finally, public comment. We don't have anyone here for that today. So, board member comments. Who wants to begin?
Okay. The public doesn't matter if it says 350, does it? Or do we need to be here at the time that's advertised?
No.
Okay. Okay. No, I'm just, I mean, I don't want to sit here. I'm not, I have plenty of stuff I'd rather be doing, but I also don't want to be like breaking the law. Right. So there you go.
Well, I will say, I actually wonder if we need to be this specific in our agendas.
With the times?
Yeah.
If we can say, you know, public comment limited to 3 minutes.
Without assigning a time to it.
I think it's good to assign it for maybe recognizing, like honoring excellence, because if they're coming here and we're not doing it somewhere else.
But I think statutorily, there's only a couple of things that
you
can like when the meeting starts.
And the others, I think, could be a little bit more fluid and, yeah.
Okay. No, I just didn't want to, like, be illegal.
It's good to not be illegal.
Because I am.
You need no one to be illegal.
That's my comment. It's good to not be illegal.
Let's be law-abiding citizens.
All right. Anyone else?
Oh, I'll go. I do want to congratulate the All-State athletes. That really is a huge honor. Takes a lot of work to get nominated, and you've got to get the whole coaching pool to vote for. I mean, it's, you know, you could be the best at your school and not even touch these. So it's a really big deal. It's a big honor, and I'm glad that we're able to honor them. I'm excited for, I know it's not like state time yet, but there are getting to be some less. Like, I know you guys had senior night with wrestling last night. We've got it tonight. You just start wrapping up the different sports and seasons, and then before you know it, it's spring and the end of the school year, and
that's just when it will start to snow.
Yeah, I know.
It'll snow.
When the outside sports are coming. But congratulations to the wrestlers from both schools. I'm like, that's the hardest sport, I think, for practicing. My kids have always like, holy cow, when they did. I mean, it's impressive. So, like, congratulations to those athletes. Thank you to our teachers, our staff, all those that help make the day-to-day operations for our students go well. We really do appreciate all their efforts, and that's all I have.
I want to express gratitude to all of the teachers, especially at Fillmore Elementary and Millard Elementary and Millard High School. They have done and are still doing super hard things this year. And I appreciate the way everybody has stepped up. Hope we can wrap some of that stuff up and have it be a better outcome. I am so proud of these kids. I mean, if you looked at the football players over here, I mean, a couple of them were big, but most of them were little. And I love how they play with so much heart because they haven't got size. And I love it when kids compete, no matter what sport it is, or whether it's in the classroom or in student government. I just love to see kids step up and push themselves and excel and gain confidence. I appreciate working with you fantastic people on the school board and in the district office. There's nobody better. We have done hard things, and I appreciate every one of you and for your integrity, and for your strength and for your leadership. And I just want to keep going, get ahead, and make Millard County the most desirable place to live, with the best schools and the best people. So that's my 5 cents. Because you can't just do 2 cents anymore, because there's no pennies.
There's no such thing.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for kind of covering for me last week as I left to the USBA conference a little early to go do something fun and exciting in my family. Congratulate all the athletes and everybody that has academic success, and the amount of time and energy that the coaches, teachers, parents, I mean, take one of those cogs out of that and these kids wouldn't be as successful as they were. And so And we talked a little bit earlier today about some custodial staff and going above and beyond. And that's one thing that always kind of impresses me. And I've noticed it both over here and in Fillmore. Like when our fans leave the stands, 90% of the time they have a piece of trash in their hands. And I just really appreciate that they're kind of thinking about other people and the consequences of what's left in the stands. We live in a great community, and I'm blessed to be a part of it. All I've got. And you already gave your 2 cents.
Be a wordsmith.
I can amend my previous.
Oh no, keep it.
I just want to thank everybody for working through some really difficult situations, and I feel like we have dedicated people working on hard issues, and I appreciate that and the way that it's being handled, and really want to recognize, I'm grateful that Diane, I think she was behind recognizing these Allstate students, recognizing athletic achievement, which we hadn't done before, so, and it is a great thing. There's a lot of kids that get a high school diploma because they played on a team, you know, and so I sometimes hear comments like, oh, we're too focused on athletics, and I know it's a balancing act, but I think as a school district we need to remember that there's a lot of kids that finish school because they have a coach that makes sure they're eligible and
holds them accountable.
And that's a huge thing, and that's a huge tribute to coaches too, you know, that get kids to a place in their life where they can go on and go to school or be a professional. And so it is a big, and Superintendent mentioned it in his remarks, but it is the lifeblood of our communities and a source of pride, and we want to be supportive. I'm glad we as a board are recognizing that, and I think speaking for everybody, we want to support those. We want every program to be excelling and support.
Absolutely.
Efforts to do that, because it isn't, those successes, I remember when I was in high school, one of the longtime faculty members that you hear me talk about her all the time, she was an institution at Millard High School, Linda Baugh, who didn't have a kid in athletics, but went to everything, and I heard her just pound the pulpit on this over and over and over. She said, you know, when athletics are doing well, everything else in the high school as well. And so I think there's a lot of truth to that, and I'm glad we're recognizing it. So thanks. That was a good one.
Yeah, I want to just second what everybody said here today. I couldn't agree more. And I think also thank you to all the parents that help kind of be the life behind these students and keep them academically and athletically involved, and all the coaches that are going out of their way, because it's 100% true. There's a lot of kids that go to school and graduate because they were involved in athletics. So while we tend to kind of stress a lot more in our area on the academic side of things, that's also very important. I'd like to thank Randy and Corey for all the work that they do. It's kind of sometimes thankless and behind the scenes, but gosh, you keep us in such a good spot, Corey, with all of our financials and audits and all the things that the rest of us don't want to have to deal with. And Randy, thank you for being such a leader and tackling the hard things and moving our district forward in a positive direction. 2026 is a new year, and we look forward to a lot of amazing things happening this year, so.
Last night at Millard's wrestling, Coach Turner, after seniors were announced, he on behalf of the school brought out a gift for a Beaver wrestler who sustained like a neck injury a few weeks ago. I was not that I obviously connected, but I was there because our son was participating, but it was such a nice gesture of support for others, and it was very well received, I think, from both communities, just the effort that was put in to recognize the difficult situation that it was. I appreciated, I'm going to let everybody know, I didn't know what to expect last week, Corey, going up to that training. I just didn't know. But it was incredible. I had some relief from some stuff going on, and I felt like we were able to visit about just about life, and it was, I told Corey, it was just nice. It was just nice having the spouses that were there visiting, and I don't know, it was just good. Everything about it was good. I'd never stayed in the tower of Little America, never have.
We're bougie.
Yeah, it was.
Don't put that on.
It was pretty nice, but.
Burpee.
I just felt like a sense of, I guess, belonging to a group. It takes a little bit of time before you feel like you are a part of something, and I really felt that full support from you all, so thank you.
And I appreciate all the comments and agree with a lot. It was a great time at the USDA conference. It was enjoyable to kind of see everybody in a more relaxed atmosphere, even though.
Yeah, why don't we have fun, Warrington?
It was fun.
Appreciate you guys letting my kids bum along on
that
some
was
of
so
those.
I loved it.
Other people
mine was there too.
So they had a great time. My youngest son is kind of a connoisseur of like foods and things, and he had a great time.
He knew how to set the silverware when he was done.
Yeah, and he had actually looked up on his phone.
Oh, did he do that
etiquette
before?
Etiquette for how to place your silverware after you're done.
That was my favorite. He has it.
And so he did the one to put them across the plate to signal it was excellent.
Yeah, it was so cute.
And I'm sure they absolutely understood what it is. But anyway, it was a great time. Thank you guys for your support. That means the world, really. You can do a lot of hard things if you know people or have got your back. And that's what it takes. And so I appreciate that. And appreciate the people I work with every day, good people, and thank you.
Okay. And with that, we've reached the end of our agenda. Meeting adjourned.
Clink, clink.
I was gonna object to adjourn. Oh. You didn't